Mary's vraagt, ik had dus morgen, we're now starting, morgen zijn maar full of L learning the Chaburah. The Mordek zegt, Sunday morning, to go out, to learn, spend 2 hours, a little less, but to learn the Ian, the smaller rumor, and we're now Salamit. Also, we're covering, we covered a lot of topics throughout the years, and Yorech HaShemishva, which is from the harder of the Mudim, and to apply it, the rumor, and we're now as well. We're starting now the topic of Nesgei Shechenim. We've been doing a small part of it. I want to concentrate on the part of the Hezekis, which are caused by noise from the neighboring house and the apartment. And afterwards, I'd like to go into the Sugya Metzah and take us till Sukkot. Afterwards, I would like to maybe learn, even though it's not part of Chayshah Mishpat, maybe to learn Hilchos Tzedakah, which is in Yeridaya. It's also a monetary issue. There are a lot of Shailos, which are very negative. If anyone's interested in that limud or prefer to continue Chayshah Mishpat, they get back to me later over the week, next few weeks, and we'll decide what to do after Sukkot. This week's topic is the Inyan of Niske, Shchenim, Benigeya, noise, and we really have to break this into two separate categories. The first part deals with, it's really the Sefer, the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah. The first part deals with when someone wants to open up a store in a residential area. Typically today, the shadows come up, people like opening up in a apartment complex, or any residential area, they open up, let's say, a Shetelmacher, or they have a small computer business. Usually it's a relatively small businesses which are opened in a residential area. And the neighbors have various complaints. They don't like the noise, they don't like the traffic, it's an invasion of privacy. And the shaila is, at what point, how many people, if one person comes in, two people come in, exactly what are the person's rights to be ma'akev someone from sort of invading of his privacy in a residential area. The second part of the shaila deals with, even though there's no, say, invasion of privacy, it's really a curl, a person wants to open a factory in this thing. And this shaila comes up sometimes where it's not an inyan of kavua. There's someone wants to build a sukkah late at night. He wants to bang, and he's doing construction on his house, and he's there banging. And do I have a right to say, listen, I'm doing it in my own house, I'm building a sukkah, you hear the noise, it's not considered a damage to you. Someone wants to make a sheva brachas late at night in his house. Actually had it in Torah recently where someone was even complaining about running the washing machine. Someone was in a basement apartment and the vibration was waking up his kids. And really that's the sherish of the shailos that we're going to deal with is the Indian of noise and whose rights. There's two sides to every part. The right I'm disturbing you by the noise that's causing you and that's a disturbance to you, but also I'm trying to use my apartment in the way that I feel that's fit and I feel that that's my right to use it. And the shailos, whose rights supersedes each other. And before we go into the etzem halacha, I just want to be makdim. L'chov Yerushalayim el shalmidu avreim al dinter. We'll see that the Indian of being ma'akev is very hard in this sugya to actually have halachic right to be ma'akev someone. But if Avad Befrat, we're dealing with neighbors, you have to live together with him. If you mean medaktik, you chot asayra to what the halacha is, very often the other person won't understand. He'll think, you know, that you're disturbing him, you're taking away his rights. Someone hears that someone could play drums and you could disturb him and have a halachic right to do it. Havada, you have to take into account the way the person's going to feel. There's any of the haftal areecha kamoicha. I saw from Mr. Karel, he writes that, let's say, he's talking about the Ram Kailim in Eretz Yisrael, where they blear the thing, they might do it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. He said, Havada, there's any of the haftal areecha kamoicha not to do it late at night. I saw from the Chazanish. So the Chazanish would not enter a simcha hall that was not built with the haskama of the neighbors. We'll see even that, even in the cases where it's mutter to go ahead, etzim ikididina to build it. But to lamaisa, to disturb someone else's peace and quiet, even if the case where halachically it's mutter, avad is inyan of to go lifnei mishur sadin in such a case. The second hakdama I want to give is that anything that we discuss this week is limited to a case where the person who I'm disturbing is a bari, is well, and I'm not negatively impacting his health. We'll see there's another set of rules as to what happens when I'm trying to make noise, and that noise will disturb someone who has a din of a chayla. And we'll see the poskim hayoyim take this very, very far, as to who is nichlal in a chayla. It could be a regular person, if I'm going to, over an extended amount of time, I'm going to keep him awake at night, that will turn him into a chayla. So we'll see that there's a lot of halachas, which, even though it will come out this week one way, when we learn the Indian of chayla, that will change the halacha. And the third factor that you have to take into account is what happens if there's a local ordinance that prohibits noise after a certain decibel, a certain amount of noise. How does Dina de Malchusa Dina play a role in the Indian of making noise? There's a residential area zoned for different areas. You have a right to, I'm a mechuyif to abide by all those ordinances, and that we'll learn that also separately as to how Dina L'Machusadina plays a role in this shaila. I'm going to go through two shailas now. The first shaila is, what happens if one day your wife just finished getting the kids out to school and she's trying to rest a little, and all of a sudden she hears from the next door neighbor a lot of banging, and she realizes that the teenage son who just came home decided to buy himself a nice drum set. He's a budding artist. He has a long way to go, but he's banging and banging away. And the shaila is twofold. First of all, does she have a right to ma'akavim by day? Comes time by day, which, you know, is a certain disturbance. And what happens if the person is really, he's really practicing very hard, and he goes into late hours of the night, and he's disturbing his ability to sleep? What would be the halachas? And does it make a difference if he wants to make noise by day and by night? And the second shaila is, Hashem, this person doesn't have someone playing drums, but he has a keyboard player next door. But this person is having people come to get lessons by them. So in addition to the disturbance of noise, even though the noise is not as much of a disturbance, but in addition to the noise, you have nechnasim v'yotzim, you have people coming and going in order to take the lessons. What would be the halacha in such a case? So let's take a look at the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is a meridik, if you learn it inside, the ratio of the Mishnah is two lines, but there's four different diyukim, and each one's a machlokes rishon. The Mishnah starts off like this. Chanus shebechatzer. If someone has a pre-existing chanus in a chatzer. So the first diyuk is that it says chanus shebechatzer. It says that he has already a store in the chatzer. If you look at the Brayis later in the Chafalaf, it says echad b'mei hamavi, echad b'mei chatzer shebikesh lasis roif uman gardi. The Brayis discusses a case where someone's coming initially to make a business in the chatzar. The Mishnah clearly talking about a case where the person already has an established chanos in a chatzar. So that's the first thing. The first thing is this dafka, lav dafka. Why was the Mishnah knock at a case where the person already had the store existing in this chatzar? The second thing is, it says chanos shebechatzar. It's referring to a case where the store was in a chatzar. Now, in halacha, we have to realize there's three different domains that we're going to deal with. One is a chatzar, there's a mavi, she'ena mefulish, and a mavi. A chatzar generally is where there's common area. This is very, very negeya and liquid, at least. There's a lot of complexes. They have like a ches, you know, of houses, and then there's a shared area in the middle, which is all jointly owned. That would be a case of a chatzar. An apartment building would be another case of a chatzar. And that's what it says, a chatzar is, it has to be dafka, a case, where chatzah means that they have something that they sort of have together, something jointly owned. There's a common area which they share, and all the people who want to be ma'akev have sort of a halachic right, and so there's a joint area which they have a right to use together. So now there are two other areas, as we'll see in halacha, though the Mishnah takes a case of a chatzah. We'll have to discuss what would the halacha be if it's a mavish einem afulish, which would be a dead end street, a cul-de-sac, where mavish einem afulish is that people do not use it as a thoroughfare. So the people who are there are generally there only because they have something to do on that block. So obviously there's less traffic in such an area because people who are there because they have something to do. And then there's what we call a regular mavi. A mavi, which is a regular street, traditionally our streets, and most streets today would have a din of a stam mavi, which would be that they all open up into the main street, but that's a mavi mafulosh, going from one side to the other side, it's open on both sides, and that would have a din. So the Mishnah is not the case of chanos shebechatzer. So the Mishnah seems to apply that this halacha that I have a right to be ma'akev someone is dafka in a case where it's bechatzer. If it'll be a mavi, even a mavi she'ena mefulish, where there's a certain amount of quietness, still in such a case one would not have a right to be ma'akev. So you have a diak of it's chanos so far, and you have a diak shebechatzer. The Mishnah continues, yochel limchis v'yadei v'loy melon. A person who has an existing store in his chatzah. Now, one of his neighbors wants to be ma'akav him and tells him, "Eini yochel limchis b'yadei v'loy melay." Has the ability to tell him that he has to shut down his store because I can't sleep. Mikol anachnasim u'mikol ayotzim. So here, first of all, it says "Eini yochel lishan." It just starts off that I can't sleep. Is shina dafka? Does it mean that let's say he wants to open up his store? He's going to be open from 9 in the morning, where generally people aren't sleeping, till 11 o'clock. Or 9 to 5. Most people are not sleeping during that time. The Mishnah says, "Eini yochel lishan." Is the Mishnah dafka because I'm disturbing his sleep? But what about if I'm disturbing his peace and quiet? Would I have a right to be ma'akev b'chayagavna or not? And the next thing is, it says, "Mikol hanachnasim, mikol hayotzim." So first of all, it starts off with a lashon of koil. It seems to be that the issue that the right that I have to be ma'akev someone to shut his store is because I have a disturbance of koil. There's noise, there's a rash, it's disturbing me. The point of the disturbance is the koil. And the Mishnah also seems to say that the koil has to be from the chnasim v'yotzim. But the pashas of the lashon of the Mishnah seems to be that one has a right to be ma'akev someone because of noise. And if the noise comes from the chnasim v'yotzim, we'll see that this is in the Rishonim, not like that, but the pashas, the lashon of the Mishnah seems to imply that. So let's start with the last week and we'll work our way back. So the Mishnah seems to say that one has a right to be ma'akev, and there's a point of contention. The point of be ma'akev is because you're disturbing me by making noise in your chatzah. So that's in the Sefer, the Pashto says, Mavur will be gila to how to learn this. The Sefer, the Mishnah says like this. Someone has a right to make kelim. It's a factory. He's making kelim to sell in the marketplace. One does not have a right to tell the person that you have no right to open in, even if it's talking about a chotzer, you have no right to have a factory in the joint chotzer, because it causes a disturbance of noise. The Pashas, the Mishnah is saying, there one does not have a right to be ma'akev. Now the Gemara does ask what's the difference in the Reish and the Sefer. But Tosfos points out that the Gemara never asked, kola patish and kola rechayim. The Gemara's whole question was from the Lashon of Mikola Tenoikas. And Tosfos says, Aval mepatish rechayim loy porach. The Gemara never asked, what's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer? The Gemara never asked, why does one have a right to stop him from opening up a store, but does not have a right to stop him from having a factory which makes noise? Loy porach. The incham nechnosim v'yetzim. So Tosfos is very important. So Tosfos says that if there is no people coming and going into this factory, it's a factory that makes a tremendous amount of noise, one does not have a right to be ma'akev. And the Tosfos learns, the way the Rashba learns, the Ramban, the Ritva, a lot of Rishonim learn like this, that there is no concept of koil as a mazik. Koil in itself, you can make as much noise as you want in your private chatzar, and one does not have a right to knock. Now, obviously, I'm sure the Rashba, Tosfos will be moida, that if I do something that's totally out of the norm of Ishtamshas at 3 o'clock in the morning, I decide I want to make noise, then maybe it should be different. But as long as it's so, sort of within the norm of Ishtamshas of a chatzar, even if I'm doing it in my private thing, I have no right to go ahead and to be ma'akev. So it come out that in the case, let's say we learned that someone is playing his drums, Tosfos says, it could be a very big disturbance. He's playing and banging and banging and banging away. Still, one has no right to go ahead and to be ma'akev the person for making this noise. Now I saw it's a cute child where it brings out the point. He has a hedge child like this. There were two people who built their sukkahs next to each other. It comes 12 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden, there's a cold rash coming from one of the sukkahs. The person has I must have had a bad cold. And the other person can't sleep. And he tries. And he had to go into his house. He had a dinner of a mitzvah. So the question was, the next day he comes, they came to ask him, who has to leave the sukkah? At one point, this person is making noise in the sukkah while he's sleeping. He's disturbing his sleep. And the other person saying that you should go in, and he's saying, listen, I have a right to be in my sukkah, I have a right to use it, I make noise while I sleep, that's your problem. And the shaila was, who's right, sort of. But it really brings out the shaila, because that's really what the issue that we're dealing with. I'm trying to be mishtamish in my rishus, in the case of the sukkah, I'm trying to do the normal thing, something that's accepted to do, I'm just trying to sleep. I'd rather, here, it's inadvertent, I have to make noise. But the shaila is really, whose rights sort of take precedence? On one side, I have a right to sleep in my sukkah. On the other side, by you sleeping in your sukkah, you're causing a few other people not to be able to sleep in your sukkah. So whose rights do we look at? So according to these Rishonim, No. Because we're learning over here in the Mishnah that the koil is not a mazik. I have a right to go ahead and to make as much noise. And this shaila comes up in sukkah, you got the shaila. One guy daven's very late, and he wants to sing smiris. Later than that afternoon, the other person's already up to his nap, and he's disturbing him. The shaila is, we're learning over here in the Mishnah, and according to the Rashba, according to the Tosfos, the Ritva, the Ramban, koil is not considered a mazik. So one has the ability to go into his rishos and to make noise that's considered normal, and I have no right to market him, even if it's out of the ordinary noise, but I have a right to make noise within my own house, even if it's going to disturb someone to the point where he's going to have to leave, and he'll have a Torah of Mitzayah. If the person is, it's a Mitzias. A Mitzias, if he can't sleep, he has a Torah of a Mitzayah. Can't sleep. Maybe next year he'll do something someplace else, but that's this point. He'll have a Torah of a Mitzayah. It's really not predicated on normal use. So we're really saying that koil is not a mazik. Now, there could be there's a concept of minhag not to do more than a certain thing. But the ikar, if we're learning in the Mishnah, and Tesis is learning that the koil, the reason why I can't stop someone from opening up, from banging away, or a chayim, or a patish, is because koil is not a mazik. You first have to establish that what I'm doing is something that I'm not allowed to do, then you can establish whether, you know, what times, what's norm, what's not norm. It's not based on norm. It's really based on the fact that making noise is not considered damaging your next door neighbor. So an echnasim v'yotzim, and even though in Svarim, we'll see the Magad Mishnah Taket says that's Makar of the Rambam, it's a different type of a hezek. Now Rashi seems to learn that the echnasim v'yotzim is a hezek of koil. Give me 1 second, we'll get to it in a second. So let's just come out. He passed, and rather in this case is even more posh, that the person has a right to go to sleep and the other person has a dinner of Matzah. We'll see, there's Chazanish, there's a bunch of other tzirufim, why, I'm saying, you know, even if the halacha in this case would, even if Kol would be a mazik, it could be in such a case you would have a right to sleep in your sukkah and the other person's found. But it's really, I'm just using this case because it really brings out the point. I have a right to use my chotzer in a way that makes noise, even if it's going to disturb you to the point you're going to have to move out. Because that's my right of having a house and having a chotzer. I have a right to do it what I want. And that's the shita of, that's the first shita of the Rishonim that you're learning according to the Tosfos, the Rashi, and Rabban, and so on. Now, the Rambam argues on this. The Rambam holds that koil by itself is considered a hezek. So if you want some peace and quiet, move next to a Sfardish, a neighbor, and then you can stop him from making all the noise that he's going to disturb you. Again, you might have, it's a really not so posh, it could be that it goes into the old child, which we discussed there a few times. If he's a smart and you're Ashkenazi, who's halachas, would it go bossa, would it go bossa the Rav, who he asks, would it go there? Okay. So if you become a smart, then everything will be good. But Akapanim, the Rambam Shita is that koil is considered a mazik. One is the ability to stop someone from making noise. If you have the case where he's playing his drums too loud, you have a right, or the person who's waking you up while he's sleeping, you have a right to stop him from making that noise. And the Mishnah says, how do you learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that one has a right to have in his chotzer, or a chayim, and a patash, a person has a right to do that. So the Magad Mishnah learns like this. What's the makar of the Rambam? So the first makar of the Rambam is what you're asking. Why is the chnosim b'yotzim different? Zok the Magad Mishnah doesn't understand. Which is a more bigger hazard? What's a bigger disturbance to people? If someone's sitting there playing drums as loud, you know, off key especially, you know, banging and banging away, or someone's playing, you know, a small little keyboard, but they have people coming and going, a few people are coming and going and through there to the teaching lessons. You could hear in Svara that sometimes koil could be a much greater damage to a person than the mere fact that people are coming and going. So that's the first makar of the Ram. The Ramah in Svara can't be that one should have the ability to stop nechnasim b'yaitzim and should not have the ability to stop some of the cult. And the argument that carries from the Rambam, which is really a marabas, others say that, is a person has a right to use his chotzer for the normal, to make noise. But one does not have a right to bring in outsiders into his chotzer. It means the rights of a chotzer do not entail someone to bring someone from the outside in. So even though conceptually it could be less of a damage that the outsiders are causing, but the rights that a person has by owning a chatzar is the right to use it for your own use. It's not a right that someone has within a chatzar to be able to bring in outsiders. That's one mahalach. There's a Merabach that says a little different mahalach. He says that Chazal couldn't stop koil. There are all types of koilas. They couldn't stop it. Hashem gave the chasam yaitzim. We were able to stop. The various mahalachim to have to understand the other Rishonim. But the Rambam Taka learns, and the Taka says, that since it's a greater damage, it must be left out. I wanted to do with the Mishnah. So in order to understand how to learn the Mishnah according to Rambam, let's go back to the first Diyuk that we had. The Rambam had a question, that says, Chanus Shebechotzer. We're talking about that there was already a pre-established Chanus that existed in this Chotzer, and then he's coming ahead and trying to be Ma'akavim from opening it. Zok the Magad Mishnah, that the Rambam was bothered by this question. Why did the Mishnah knock at a case where he already had the store there? Zok the Magad Mishnah, that the Rambam Taka held that the whole Mishnah is talking about Dafka B'chiya Gavna, where the store already existed. What would be if the store didn't exist? Then Kol would Taka be a Hezek. It means the Mishnah's Taka before the same way the Rashba learned. The same way the Rashba understood and Tosafot understood that the chilek between the Reisha and the Seifa is, the Reisha is talking about the type of damage which comes from the Nechnasim V'yotzim. The Seifa is Taka talking about damage which comes from Kol by itself. But these two, and that the Mishnah says, that one of them has the ability to make all types of kailas and you can't be ma'akavim, the Rambam likes to one word. He likes to talk about the shekvar hichzikvay. Zok the Rambam, that the reason why the Sefer gave one the ability to make as much noise as he wants is because he's already muchzik in making that kail. Now, what's considered a muchzik into making a kail? So this is a machoikas, and I can get into it now. The machoikas, really the mechab and the ramah someplace else. If you need gimel shonim to be in order to be a muchzik in this din, the Rambam shita grad is that this type of chazakas is miyad. You don't need gimel shonim. The Rambam holds that one has the ability. The Rambam shita would hold in such a case. If you made this koil, if the person comes with his drum set and he's banging away for a reasonable amount of time, that you did not meicha, he heard it and it bothered him. It wasn't meicha. Then right away miyad would be considered a chazaka. So according to the Rambam, now we have a new shita. We have a shita that koil is considered a damage. The Mishnah is mavur that there's a chilik between koil and nechnasim v'yaitzim and echanami. That's talking about shakvar hechzibayz. It comes out according to the Rambam two chedushim. First of all, it comes out that if you're already muchzik in opening up a store, someone gave you a shus and you already had it for 10 years, you already had a store in this chatzim. Now the person decides, you know what? It's getting a little older. I just had enough. I don't want you. I want the store to leave. He would have a right to be meichel, even though it's shakvar hechzik, but he would have a right. But if let's say the person had a very noisy air conditioner, had some, but he would have a right. No, in the case of it, nechnasim v'yaitzim, if the reason why I'm being moicha is because the people are coming and going, that's the reisha of the Mishnah. The reisha of the Mishnah says that if I open a store and the store is generating people, and the reason why is because in addition to koel, I have the issues of privacy, this has a grievous. Well, even if I have the store, I can have the store for 10 years, 10 years the store is open already, then I decide one day I don't want the store anymore, I have the ability to tell you now, close up shop, get rid of your store. Chazaka does not matter. That's what, because that's his medayik, the loshon of the Mishnah, the chanus shebechotzer. We're talking about where he's already masik to have the chanus in the chotzer, and still in good mind. The reason why chazaka doesn't help is that the medamet kutcher base. Like he said, there's certain types of, that the hezek is so great that we say that the mechila was like a betoyz. You were meichel it for a certain amount of time. You were meichel because you thought you would have the ability to exist with it. But then you realize at a later point that you don't have the ability to live with this. And we look at the mechila betoyz. The mechila was not considered a good mechila because a person didn't realize how detrimental it was to him to have this thing. So maybe the mechila doesn't work. So even if the person is machzik in it, I still have the ability to go and to tell him that he has to close up his shop and move it out. First, I'll offer it. Because that depends at what, you're right, depends at what point. That Chazal saw certain types of hezekas were so great that he said this. Not every time that we say that. Sometimes you could have the argument, and the classic example would be koil. Koil is not as great of a hezek as, even though the Magen Mishnah says it's bigger, but in the copy it is, and the Sivas has a bimarach in it. But koil is a type of a hezek that if I was moichel, the mechila taka would work on. So, again, there's certain types. Exactly to why you can master the one and out the other. The smile learns the chilek is because one's a bigger hezek, one's a smaller hezek, and the sivus learns because a chanus is adding in more people. And I was never maslik to add on the new people coming. Again, there's a machalik is exactly what I learned. But kaponim, the nakuda is that if a person was machzik in it, even if he was machzik in it, that's the way the halacha, the Rambam paskins, and paskins in the mechaba like this, that one has the ability to be meicha even after a person was there for a long time, has the ability to tell him to shut down the store. Because he's being mazikin. Masha enkein, Dr. Rambam, in a case where it's koel, if he's coming lechatchila to make this koel, then I have the ability to stop him. Masha enkein, if he was already machzik in this koel, he already had his factory there, he was doing a rechayim and a patish there for whatever, according to whichever shita, the meyad, or after shalosh shanim, whatever, the chazaka kicks in. Once the chazaka kicks in, that chazaka is considered a good chazaka, and I don't have the ability anymore to tell him to stop making this noise.
My question is,
So, this is a machlokes. Let's go to the poshut of the mahalach. That's in the Nesivos. The Nesivos says that I can't be machzik on outsiders. So, considered a new hezek. Even if I was machzik to have a store, I was never machzik, and a new customer is coming, so that's why I can't be machzik. That's the simplest mahalach. Sma seems to learn that the hezek is that I generate for myself, I can be machzik on. Let's leave it at the Nesivos. The Nesivos says that I can't be machzik on that. That's the easiest mahalach. So, here, let's go back to our cases. Let's say the guy is sitting there playing his drum, so he said it's a machloikas. According to the Rambam, one would have the ability to be ma'akev, because a koil is considered a hezek, l'chadchila. Hashenkin, according to Tosfos, the Ritva, the Rashba, and the Ramban, then one would not have the ability to stop him from causing the hezek. Now, in the Mechaber, it seems to Paskin Paskin's like the Rambam. The Mechaber in Tziv Bey says like this. It's the last page of the Shulchan Aruch. I don't have the ability to tell him to stop making the kol patish and kol rechayim. The reason why I don't have the ability to stop him is ma'achas shekvar hichzik bevelim michum. Since I was not meicha and he became a muchzik in it, so the medayik, the avada b'mokum where he was ma'achzik bevelim, then avada have the ability to stop him. And was zokter amal. The yesh einim, the chol mash oisah, the chanusah, the beisah, afilu lechatchila in yechol limchus. If I do something lechatchila, koil is not considered a hezek, and this is, goes with the shittas of Tosfos, that I do not have the abilities. Now, anyone who's coming here for an extended period of time knows that we always go b'osah to mochzik. Now here we have machloikas, mechaber, and the ramo. And the question is, do I have a right to say, kindly like the mechaber, that one does not have a right to make the noise or not? So this is interesting. I didn't find too many of the achronim here on the page or really discuss this. It would seem like the pashas should be that if it's since I'm using my house, I'm using my house in normal life, and you're trying to stop me from using it, so I'm the muchzik of my house, you're trying to stop me, I should be the muchzik. However, I saw the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, so it's Rav Grossman, he writes over there that he shows to another machloikas about Oshin Shein Atadr. Better enough time to go into it now about the smoke, which is Eina Tadr. Over there is Machloikas Ramah and the Shach, as to who has, since I'm, the Shach of the Shita is that since I'm coming to be Mazik you now, we can't look at that I'm Muchzik on my house, because you're doing something now which is coming to be Mazik to me. Again, it's not so poshut as to whether or not one could say Kimli like this Mechaber or not. So that's the first case. Now let's go to the second case. The second case is as to whether or not whether the Nechnosim B'Yotzim, someone who wants to open up, he wants to get music lessons, keyboards, pay music, but there are people coming and going and it disturbs someone. So as to whether or not if someone have a right to ma'akevim, we have to go to the other two diyukim which we had in the Mishnah. We had a diyuk, first of all, that it says chatzer, and the other diyuk we had is ein yochel lishon. So let's say the person wants to open up this thing, and he's going to leave it to daytime hours. He's not opening it up at night. Is the Mishnah that says ein yochel lishon dafko not? So that's in the shayla of the Samsef as a tshuva, and the shayla over there tried making this argument to the Samsef, and he said that the times of the Gemara, the stores used to be open at night, and that's why the Mishnah says in Yachalishan, because the stores were open dafka at night, but today we have our stores that are only open by day, and Mela, the shayla over there wanted to say that one does not have the ability to stop a store from being open in his chatzar, but during the daytime hours. The Meridik of Chuvnas of Seifa, we'll go into more Barichas next week. He also has a tiny over there that maybe it's a Dvar Mitzvah. We'll see Dvar Mitzvah is different because Parnas is a Dvar Mitzvah. We'll have to see exactly how the Samsefa gets at it. But Akhbarim, the Shail over there wanted to make the argument that the ability to stop someone from opening up a store is Dafka when the store is open at night. The Master of Samsefa argues in him, and he gives three reasons as to why it's not true. Samsefa says that first of all, peace and quiet is nichel, even though the lashon of the Mishnah is lishon. He says, peace and quiet, and there's tranquility. When I'm in my house, I should have menucha. He says, that is a right that a person has in his house. And the Mishnah is lav dafka, that says that I'm disturbing him from Mashinu. Then he says also there's little kids. Little kids do take naps, and they wake them up. He also says a third reason that the payalim come early in the morning, even if the store is only open there now, is there's lamaisa, and everyone has a store, even if it's a small store, there's sometimes, oh, it's an emergency, you have to come now. So inevitably, once you have a store, you're not going to be able to tell the customer no. So having a store in itself is considered a mazik, because there's going to be some off times where people are going to try coming. So sometimes it gives these three reasons. The first comes to Naman, that even with the first reason by itself, that you're disturbing my peace and tranquility, even if there would be no kids, even that in itself would be enough of a reason to be ma'akev. And there's a Kasef HaKadosh that learns like this, and I found the Rishonim, that the Adrama learns like this as well. But even though the Mishnah says, any Yachalishan is Lav Dafka, and one has the ability to stop someone from opening a store, even if it's only be open during the daytime hours. Okay. So I did see one in Heintego tried making this argument. He was talking about a doctor's office, which is, with a tzirif of a bunch of other cheshbonos, and the Maisi said, I don't know what was the Chachmei Chazal. You know, was it like that when they had the store over there? It was only that they came bunches of time. It's hard to make such an exception. It could be it's true, it could be it's not. It's hard to say that should be an exception. Okay, let's stop over here. I want to go into the other limitation, which I don't want to leave it hanging. We'll go into it next week. Just want to say, yeah, it's dafka b'chotzer. We'll have to get into that more as to what area we're talking about, as to whether or not the ability to argue. And another thing, we gave a few examples. I'm not sure we'll go into next week. It could be that if it's a type of a store which is more successful in a residential area and has to be dafka in a residential area in a chotzer, then we'll see a chuvach sam sofer that says that then have a right to have it in such an area as well.